Total Nerd List mini-sode. The mini-sode where we don't exactly make lists and are definitely still nerds. I'm Tom.
I'm Shane.
And I'm... Who am I? No, I'm just kidding. I'm it's me.
He forgot because it's been a while since we have talked to you fine people.
Oh, hello. I've now become British for no reason.
Reggie has been spending his hiatus in England working on his craft.
Foggy London town. Did I tell you guys when I took that trip a couple months ago to Charleston, we were drinking and walking through downtown, and we love Doctor Who, and so me and Corey and our friend Rose will talk Doctor Who quotes to one another and use British accents, and we were walking on the street. And this kid walked past us and was like, "Oh, snap, are you from Foggy London Town?" Because we were talking like that, and Rose just turned around and was like, "Yes, dear, we are," and just kept walking.
You made that awesome.
I bought, well, I mean, I say a child, but he was like, you know.
Child.
20-something.
Anyone under 25 is a child.
No, baby.
Even if they look it.
Well, we are doing this episode so you don't forget about us, and just to kind of fill in what we've been doing for a while. So does anyone want to start? Well, how have y'all been, first of all?
Been good. I see Tom most days at work, so
most days we still
get to see each other. But Shane, I haven't really got to see much of him.
It has been forever.
It's been a couple weeks since we've actually been face to face. You got a new job, didn't you?
I did.
That's good.
I started a new job. It is very good. It is a huge, I guess, learning curve, so I'm always very busy at this new job compared to my last one, where I already knew everything, so I had a little more free time than most people probably did at their jobs. And I am told I will get to that point with this one.
Absolutely.
But with all things, it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm. It's always rough starting a new job.
Making a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. A lot better people.
Sugar daddy over here. Thank you, Shane. Shane is now bankrolling us all because of his millions that he's making every year.
Oh, yes.
Tom, what have you been doing?
I got through one of my seasons as a coach and finally got like a nice little break over the Thanksgiving holiday. It was like my first extended break from doing stuff, and I didn't realize how exhausted I was, but I, you know, been playing a lot of video games. I'll get into that a little bit later, but you know, I'm kind of just in a holding pattern with my life right now. No new jobs or anything.
I would hope I'm not hearing about a new job over the podcast.
No new projects. What about you, Reggie?
Well, you know, family stuff, stuff with the kid always. Halloween stuff had to come down, and the Thanksgiving stuff had to come up, and now Thanksgiving's coming down, and Christmas is going up.
I'm surprised there's not Christmas decorations up in here yet.
I have not had a chance to go out into the building and pull them
you
in.
Broke tradition.
I know. There are Christmas stuff out, though. Corey got special little Christmas things from Mom for his birthday.
Usually your tradition on Thanksgiving Day is to get
dinner.
The...
It's Corey's. That's how Corey wants it, is that as soon as Thanksgiving dinner's done, we're supposed to bring the bins in. But this year we had my mom up here with us, and then... afterwards, honestly, we just cooked and were on our feet and ate so much, we laid down and didn't get back up after.
Ooh, Thanksgiving. What'd y'all do for that?
We had two. We had Thanksgiving Day here with me, Corey, and the kid, and my mom. And then the week, Saturday, we did the big family one with my mom, my brother, my nephew. My brother's girlfriend was there. Mm-hmm. It was really, really cool. They seem pretty happy. Corey actually got to spend some one-on-one time with her. They went off. Ethan and my mom went off driving on a little one-on-one, and I was left behind with my brother, and we put Christmas lights up in his trees outside.
Yeah.
So it ended up, it was a really, really fantastic time. It was really good.
What about you, Shane? What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
I went and actually spent a couple nights with my family, and that's where I had Thanksgiving, was with my immediate family, my parents and my brother. My sister was off with her new hubby, but yeah. But it was really fun. We played so many games, video games, tabletop games. It was great, because now that I have this new job that we've mentioned, I actually get true holiday breaks.
Nice.
I would have days really off good. At my last job around for the holidays, usually on the holiday, then I'd be back the next day. This new job, I get holiday breaks. And so I use that to spend a little more time with my family, because since the pandemic, I really only see them on major holidays and occasionally out and about in town. So that was really nice, and I enjoyed it.
Family!
Very nice. Well, we went and visited my in-laws, mm-hmm. and we, for 2 years ago, like last normal Thanksgiving, I guess, we just had Thanksgiving with me and my two in-laws, and mm-hmm. it was amazing, because I'm used to like big Thanksgivings, but we did that again this year, because their family thing, the big family thing with like all the extended family, was after we were leaving over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice once again to have a small group. I have social anxiety, so I love getting to do these holidays where you have to be around a lot of people, like with a small group, because then I just get to eat food and enjoy myself and not have to worry about conversating as much. So I had a lot of fun with that. I ate my weight in pineapple casserole, which if you listen to our last year's episode, you'll know is one of my favorite foods.
It's like shredded cheese and cottage cheese.
No cottage cheese. It's not like I could see that, but and I'm one of those people who like did like turned his nose up at like those fruit casseroles that like from the 50s, but something about pineapple casserole, it's literally just like pineapple, butter, sugar, cheese, and Ritz crackers.
And it's amazing.
That's what it is.
And it's something about the sugar and the pineapple. And I actually like eating it cold more than hot. But something about the sugar and the pineapple like changes the texture of the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love the like. I love when cheese is chewy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No.
I've had chewy cheese.
That's just saying, like chewy cheese.
Same thing with like pizza. Like I like when the cheese on pizza like squeaks in the street. we have very different tastes in cheese, Shane, but, do you like cheese curds?
Yes.
Okay. So you do like some squeaky cheese. So Reggie likes other squeaky cheeses, but not cheese curds. And then like Shane cheese. Doesn't like other squeaky cheeses.
I don't
cheeses.
Like stringy cheese. Like, I don't like it to be really hot and melted. Just like burn it cheese? So it doesn't stretch. Yes. Those string cheese I like, cause it's not really stretchy. It's
do
just
like canned cheese.
Do you ever bite the string cheese like a sociopath?
Yeah.
No.
That's how you have to start. You take a small bite off the top, and then you can.
Well, if it's a small bite off the top, but if you just go for it, then you're probably a cereal killer.
I did that once with my siblings because I knew it would bug them, and we all had stick cheese, and I just ate it bite by bite.
Shane messes with people, I'm telling you.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, any holiday that, like, I'm a big fan of low-key, like, close family holidays, and I love extended family a lot, but I do love just hanging out.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe everyone is here to know what we've been nerding out on. What have y'all been playing on, reading on, watching on since we last recorded?
Well, I've been working on my novel series, Willow Hollow.
I've been working on my novella series as well.
I've been sending out applications. Oh, wait, no, that's Shane. Never mind. I have not read anything. I am almost illiterate at this point. I wish I had time to read, and I do have time to read. I'm playing too many video games. I'm literally playing like 5 video games at one time right now.
No, I feel you on that because, you know, early episodes in the thick of the pandemic, you'll hear me talk about how much I loved graphic novels, mm-hmm. and I like haven't opened Comixology in a couple. I've been wasting so much money on it. But I mean, I think we're all just to the point, like back then we didn't have much else to do and we were just like, we needed stimulation of some sort. So I feel like we all got into reading, but now we're just kind of tired and want mush.
And just, I just have,
and there's some good video games coming out right now.
Work's been busy. So I get home from work, I'm tired. And then we picked up Borderlands 1, 2, mm-hmm. and the pre-sequel and all of the DLC, which Corey and I had just finished playing Borderlands 2 on the PlayStation. And so now we're playing Borderlands 2 on the Switch, but separately.
Mm-hmm.
We're also playing the pre-sequel together. I also got this Cthulian game called The Sunken City, where you're like this PI who goes to this island where all this weird stuff is happening. It's very story driven, but there's also some shooting and stuff in
Mass Effect?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Mass Effect, but Cthulhu stuff is going on. I'm in the middle of playing that. I've also got Pokemon, like most of the rest of the world. Two people in front of me don't have it yet still, but my whole family got it. So me, Corey, and Ethan are all playing it. Ethan also got a copy for his partner, so nice. They are playing it too. Diamond and
Pearl. Finish what you're saying, but tell us the story of how you got it, because it was amazing.
Under the seat. So... what was I saying? I don't even remember.
Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, Diamond and Pearl was Corey and I's first game. So when we first started dating, I want to say it was within that first year, maybe 2006, maybe it was 2007 was when Diamond and Pearl came out. That was the first Pokemon game, and I want to say it was the first game we ever played together, period. Uh-huh. I played Diamond and he played Pearl, so this time I'm playing Pearl and he's playing Diamond.
Oh, no.
But it's... I'm really loving it. I don't know why everybody's butthurt about the animation style, because it's just the overworld, and then when you go into, like, any kind of
battle,
it looks just like normal Pokemon from Sun and Moon, or
Sword and Shield. So it's basically, like, the same... So people are just mad about chibi animation, basically.
It's not even that... I mean, yes, it's like a chibi style, but it's not even that chibi. They're just, like... You
people
know what I mean?
Just
they're like squatted a little
people
bit.
People wanted Sword and Shield version of Diamond and Pearl, basically. But then again, people were like literally being like, "We want a faithful remake." So you're never going to make people happy.
Nobody's going to ever be happy. I've been thrilled. I have been loving it. Once you reach a certain point in the game, you go to a place called Amity Park, and you can have a Pokemon come out with you. Once you leave there, you can permanently have one of your Pokemon following behind you the whole time.
Aww.
Didn't you get a bunch of cool bonus Pokemon when you started?
I did. I had, I got the Manaphy egg and hatched a Manaphy. It's been on my team. But I also have a Let's Go save and a Sword or Shield save. So I also got a Mew and a Jirachi.
Ooh.
I started with Chimchar. And I also am using a Pachirisu, which is, I mean, Pachirisu is my tank. Literally is my tank. I also use the Happiny that everybody gets and hatched her, and now she's a Blissey. Evolved her all the way through. And then I'm also using, there's somebody else on my team that I'm not thinking of right now. Oh, Cherium. The one that in Sunlight will, the bloom, the one that I want to get the tattoo of so badly. So I've been playing a lot of Pokemon. Corey's been doing a lot of Halo, between Pokemon. Oh God, Corey is a
I know he's into Halo. I just didn't know if he was back into it.
Yeah, Corey's a crazy good Halo player. And maybe not Adam level good, because I know Adam paid like for money and professionally or whatever, but I don't enjoy playing with Corey because I will not win. Unless I'm on his team, then I will play with Corey. I'm sure there's more games that we've been playing. I can't even think of what else have I been doing. It's mostly been Pokemon since it came out. That's about it.
I will tell you, because you did take on a bunch of responsibilities at work, and in both me and Reggie work in insurance, and I will tell you that you don't read much when you work in insurance, because literally your entire job is just reading
all day.
So I feel like that's why we probably don't read much and definitely trend towards video games.
Well, and I'm honestly, like, once I sit down to read, I'm falling asleep within 5 minutes. Like, I can't read more than a couple pages before I'm just like, and I don't know if it's because my body is relaxed and my mind is, like, relaxing it, too, and focusing. Because, like, when you play a video game, you're, like, hyper-alert. Like, especially, you know, if you're playing something more action-y. Oh, we downloaded The Last of Us 2. That's on the PlayStation Game Pass right now. And I also downloaded the Star Trek Online on the Xbox.
Oh, did you?
I was thinking about checking that out. I still haven't yet. And then, that's what I've been playing. Are we going to do another round of what have we been watching?
It's up to you.
Yeah, we'll do playing. Wait, been playing?
So I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing because we had our big, and unfortunately the last update came out that gave us vegetables and recipes. It gave us Cap'n. It gave us
the non-playable visitors that visit once every 2 weeks, which feels like sometimes once every month for Red. But they now have an island where we can go see them every day, and then they still come to yours with different things during the week. And so I've been doing a lot of Animal Crossing. Once the update hit, I got really back into that game.
Very nice.
Playing it every day. Once I got the vegetables, I grew them, harvested them, and now it's like my life goal to get all those little recipe DIYs.
Very nice. So you said last update? Mm-hmm. Like, so we're getting a new game before we get any new updates to this Animal Crossing, basically.
Probably. I mean, it was billed when Nintendo announced it as the last update. Or I guess maybe it's the last big update. I don't know if big was in there, because I could see them tweaking the holiday things every year to add like one or two more things or one or two more items to collect, but yes.
I mean, you think there will be a different Nintendo system by the time they would do another update?
I don't think we'll get any real significant update, unfortunately. I think there will be a new Nintendo system before we get a new Animal Crossing.
Really?
I think so. Because they only do one per system, and then once they kind of stop updating it, that's it for that system.
Hmm.
At least that's how it's been in the past. They could totally prove me wrong. But yeah, every once in a while, like, we'll get some new items, like, here and there for, like, the special event tab when you go to Nook's to buy something.
And are there going to be new holiday stuff, or are they done doing new holidays, too?
There's new holiday stuff now for the upcoming holidays. Next year, I don't know how big those updates will be. Like, it literally might be one or two more things that between, like, April 1st and 15th, you can get a new Easter item. Before that creepy bunny comes. Zipper. I did purchase, which I think I may have mentioned a little bit ago, but I have played some of the new Mario Party game that collects the five classic boards. I have that. It's really great. I love those boards. It's just like old school, to the point where it's problematic on a few games. It's a little too old school.
Too clunky? Too polygonal?
They have the 3-1 tug of war where the one player is in the Bowser costume, so they're a little stronger, and you still have to roll the thing on your palm, which now the game warns you not to do, but that's the only way you could do it. And I was very surprised that they kept that mechanic in it and did not update it.
Are they warned you not to do it because you'll break the Joy-Con?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's also a health warning because people tried to sue Nintendo way back when because it hurt their palms by you know, with the joystick on some of those games. Yeah.
She loves to sue.
She do loves to sue. making poffins in Pokemon, you have to do.
Do you?
Stirring.
Mm-hmm.
I can never get it right with my thumb on the mm-hmm. stick. I have to use my palm.
Yeah, I couldn't do it the way, because the game suggests for you to use your fingers and hands, and it just doesn't work. And I still lost that game, and I kind of want to turn it off at this point. It's just not fun because of the mechanic. But the boards and everything that they included from the old Mario parties are really great. Horrorland is the best. I love it.
Is the bobsledding game in there?
It is.
That was my favorite.
I like the jump rope one. You remember the jump rope
one? That one's in there too.
Oh! Yep. They have the ice cream one where the ice cream falls down from the sky and you have to catch it.
There's 100 mini games from all the series.
I wonder if all of them are in there.
And you didn't bring it. Why, Shane? Because
we were recording. But it's really great, and I played a lot of that over the holidays with my family, and with that game, since my siblings have it, we can play from our individual houses too, so we've done a little bit of that. But it was really fun to do in person, and honestly a lot easier to do with the internet connection and everything. But game-wise, let's see, I also tried Borderlands 2 because it was gifted to me as a nice little, hey, got a new job, here's a nice little reward. From Corey and Reggie.
What? No.
So I played it. I tried it.
And Tom.
Yes,
and Tom. It was supposed to be from Tom, too.
Yay!
I'll throw them some money.
Well, I thank you all. It was really awesome. And I have played it some, not as much as I want to and probably should have. I'm really bad at it right now.
Well, that's why... Because when we got it, because it was on sale, I mean, we were like, oh my gosh, we might as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so much fun.
Yes.
And then Tom went ahead and got it. And then I was like, well, Shane has to have it. I was like, yeah, two out of the three of us have it. I was like, Shane has to have it. And it's a 4-player game. So add Corey, we got four people right there.
Yes.
Oh, so we still need to get on that. We haven't.
Whenever you guys are ready.
And that makes more. And that makes games more fun for me too.
I've leveled up a lot, mm-hmm. and I've kind of like paused playing it because I've leveled up so much. So I can jump in on either of your games at any point, or you could jump in on my game and jump levels super fast.
Nice.
So you can do it however you want. But anyway, continue.
Sorry. I need to practice more on it because I was really bad when I played it.
It's hard. It's mm-hmm. not the most intuitive. Especially driving. Uh-huh. Driving the cars are... I don't drive. Corey drives. I almost made him get into my game to drive me around
uh-huh.
the other time I was playing because I was so, so bad at it.
But I think those have been like the main games that I have been playing. I got to play some tabletop games, as I mentioned before, with my family. Nothing new, I don't believe. I played my game that I ordered a while back. I spoke about A Touch of Evil.
A Touch of Evil.
Yes, I played that once. I really want to play that more. And Christmas is coming up, so I've given my family a list that includes more tabletop games on it. And I can't wait to get them, even though I still kind of have a list that I need to play from the pandemic years when we haven't been socializing as much as we normally do.
I still need to play Axe Cop. I've had that game sitting on my shelves since Christmas, the last Christmas before the pandemic. I got a 3-player game. And so I have not cracked that open yet because I have not consistently had a situation with 3 people in my life.
Yes, that's why I got into solo gaming, because I could play them by myself. And I've ordered some and I still play them. I've got Friday. I have Sprawlopolis. I was trying to think if I had any more. I have a few others, but...
I'm ashamed to say I still have not played Mall Madness.
Oh, no! Why?
I will play with you soon.
So yes, we're gonna have, we got to do that too. Yes,
we have to play some.
We're going to have to have a game day again.
Tom messaged me over the break and sent us the Boss Monster game and was like, have you guys heard of this? And I was like, yes, I have it. Mm-hmm. I have it. Don't buy it. You can borrow mine.
Yes, I have it too.
Do you have this one,
Boss Monster 2? I don't have that one.
So I didn't realize that it was 2 until mm-hmm. Tom sent me the 1. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that is a 2. And then I get it, Super Mario Bros. 2.
Uh-huh.
Well, the one that we have is like the special edition. There's some holographic cards in it and stuff, nice. Too. It's crazy.
Yeah, fun. Boss Monster is really fun. I like it a lot.
Once you know how to play, you mm-hmm. can like really bust
exactly.
it out.
And I was also very lucky. I was gifted that game, too, by someone who was cleaning out their... room house. It was someone we all know in Beanstalk too, and they were like, hey, you like games, do you want this? And I was like, yes, I do. And they're like, here, just take it.
It looks super cool. I mean,
take it, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, I mean, a lot of the animations I'm seeing, it has some like Pokemon feel to it. It has some Nintendo feel uh-huh. to it.
Very 8-bit.
Oh yeah, the 8-bit, and like this is the one of the monsters in there is supposed to be a parody of the Super Mario Bros. 2.
Mm-hmm.
It seems super fun. But in general, I have spent my break. I found a new game shop down in eastern North Carolina called Cape Fear Games. I definitely need to post the videos I've taken on of the inside of that place, but it's super cool. The biggest selection of games I've seen, and it's not just some hole in the wall. It's an institution. It is very eclectic. I think they sell like disc golf gear out of there uh-huh. as well. But I mean, they've got like game tables in the back. They've got like private rooms, nice. Computers for you to get on. They have a cafe that is next door that you can basically play all of the games in and get some food. But yeah, Cape Fear Games. And I've just been getting into a lot of tabletop games. I played the game Splendor for the first time, and we actually bought it and have played it numerous times since then. But yeah, hanging out with some friends who were really into tabletop games, and we played a lot over that time. And finding a new game shop is super cool. So
yes, you finally got to play King of Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. King of Tokyo is super cool. I was bad at it because I wasn't paying. I'm one of those people who kind of learns. I glaze over when people read the rules at the beginning. I just need to get playing and be told what to do as we go. So I definitely did not do King of Tokyo correctly and thought that you we were only playing to 10 and you were playing to 20, and that killed me. But the main thing I have been focusing on is Metroid Dread, which is, oh my gosh, I don't think I liked it very much when we recorded last, because I was new to it, and it was very, very frustrating. But now that I've been playing it, it might be one of the best Metroid games ever made, to be honest. I could probably record a whole episode by myself just talking about this game.
I should pull up the messages from Thomas. How hard and frustrating and aggravating.
It's very frustrating. It's one of those where, like, I guess they make you kind of learn how to beat the bosses by dying like 40 times. And I'm used to, like, most Metroid games. Like Metroid, Super Metroid, I hadn't played that before, but like I jumped right into it, and most, I think I like died a couple of times fighting the bosses, but I'd say on average when I first started playing this game, I would die like 10 times fighting each boss.
Oh, no.
And it's one of those things where it's just like they literally make it hard enough that you have to learn. And I'm noticing it as a theme with other games, and it's like why I didn't enjoy... what's that Jedi game that we were so frustrated with?
Fallen Order.
It just seemed too hard. Yeah.
It was obscene.
It just seems like a lot of video games have gotten to the point now where there's like, it's one of those things where like they give you a checkpoint that's like a couple seconds in the past, and you just like, it's made where you just keep failing over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it.
The checkpoint's right before the boss battle, so you can't get anything if you die.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, it's... I'm seeing a lot of things come up in video games that have obviously just been designed and perfected by the casino industry to keep people addicted to things more than actually it being fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some frustration there, but... Yeah, I beat Metroid Dread. I'm playing it again on hard mode, which hard mode is frustrating because they didn't really make much harder. They just made it so if you get hit, you lose a lot more health each time you get hit. So it's just like boss battles that are obscenely hard, but without actually like changing the dynamic at all. But yeah, like I said, I could record a whole episode on it by myself, talking about how much I love it. I really hope...
Yeah, but does she take the suit off ever, man?
No, because it took me like 17 hours on my first playthrough, so I got the worst.
Beat it on a time for her to take the
suit
off.
Yeah, so usually it's a mix of like item collection percentage and how fast you do it. This time it's just speed, and so I assuming like a classic Metroid fan that you got rewarded for getting 100% items, went back and got 100% items. But you only get rewarded for time. Mm-hmm. So that's a little frustrating and deviating, but as back to the thing about spinning the Joy-Con for Mario Party, I scratched my joy, like there are scratches on my Joy-Con from me having to do some of the puzzles on Metroid with how fast you have to move the thing around. I'm like, they better have fixed their Joy-Con drift with all of this like nonsense they're making me do, because they're gonna be people who break their controllers playing Metroid.
Have you guys sent your do you have a drift problem too, Shane?
I had a drift problem, but I sent mine in and they fixed it.
I've sent two of mine in, and I'm gonna have to send in another one.
Oh, like, no.
So we have three switches, and then I also had to buy an additional
mm-hmm.
set of
yeah.
Joy-Cons because I sent one in to get fixed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now out of the four sets of Joy-Cons, I've sent two of them in, and now I have to send in a third one.
Oh, no.
So I almost am tempted to just go ahead and send in the fourth one and just have them all replaced, because, I mean, the drifting is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say part of what my drifting problem was is that I was playing it on the television, and I was holding the controller down here and this, like, in between, like, in my lap. I know people can't see
it. I was getting ready to say, for the listeners, it looks like
it's on my crotch.
Yes.
It's on my lap. And it was cutting off the signal. And once I picked the controller up, like, my drifting issues stopped and I felt really stupid.
oh, no.
But then the other driftings was actual, like, drifting issues, so. But anyway, yeah.
But yeah, I almost wrecked my controller playing that game. It was so much fun, though. But yeah, that's basically been all I've been doing gaming-wise. Is just tabletop games and Metroid Dread.
Nice.
Well, that's good. What have you been watching?
Watching? I haven't been watching much. We've been watching a lot of reruns. I've been watching a lot of true crime as usual. My wife and I recently restarted Community. Something.
And Allison is determined to make it all the way through this time, so I can finally talk about all of the episodes with them.
Oh yeah, we actually. We didn't watch Community pre-pandemic, so we need to rewatch it and watch the entire thing. It gets hard when Troy leaves, to be
honest. Ugh, that's my friend Maggie. She also hasn't watched anything after Troy leaves, and I was like, yeah, I understand that, but watch the show. It's still good.
I understand that, and I understand that Chevy Chase is a jerk, but, like, I love Pierce.
He's dead.
So... But yeah, that's basically what I've been watching. What have you been watching, Reginald?
Okay. What have we been watching? So we watched all of the typical Thanksgiving stuff. You know, the episodes, the Bob's Burgers, the this, the that. We did not watch Adam's Family Values, which I was disappointed about. I just honestly, we watched it like 19 times.
Yeah, so you watched it a lot during Halloween.
Because I said we didn't watch it. And Corey literally looked at me and was like, you're really going to say we didn't watch it? We didn't watch it in November. We watched this super cute animated movie called Freebird. On Thanksgiving, it was about turkeys going back in time to stop turkeys from being on the menu for the first Thanksgiving. It was actually really cute. Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, and Amy Poehler did the voices of the main character. Oh, and George Takei. And it was really good. I really liked it.
I think I've seen that movie, and it's called Chicken Run.
Shush. Shush. What else? Drag Race. You know, we've been watching Canada, Drag Race Canada, Drag Race UK season 3, and also Dragula has been going on. UK finished. I was happy with the winner. Uh-huh. Canada's still going on, although one of my favorite two got sent home a couple weeks ago, so I'm like, what's the point of living? And Dragula has been amazing this season. One of the queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, Jade, has been on this season, and it's been so incredible to see her in a different light, if for lack of a better term. So we've been watching a lot of Drag Race. We also we watch old seasons of Drag Race. That's my comfort show.
Yeah,
we're rewatching season, I guess it's 13, whatever the most recent one was, because the kid wanted to rewatch it, and we're watching another one. But more importantly, Discovery.
Yes.
Are you watching Discovery?
I'm watching Discovery. Did they have an episode on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay, then I have not watched that yet. Two episodes.
The first episode at the end, I literally bawled like a beeping baby. Like, it was good. Tom, I know you don't watch any kind of Star Trek, but you should.
Yes.
Just jump right in.
I was getting ready to say, you should jump into
Discovery?
Yeah, just jump right in. Start season 4, episode 1. Who cares? We'll catch you up with the rest of the stuff. If you have questions, just ask us. We'll explain. Why did they look at each other like that? I was like, okay, well, an episode this. Corey and I are also making our way through DS9. This will be our third watch through of it. We're in season 3. A lot of stuff.
And DS9 was honestly not one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
I really do love DS9. It's not my absolute favorite. Like, if it was Voyager, Next Gen, or DS9, I think that would be the order. Voyager, Next Gen, yes. And DS9. I do like it more than Enterprise, and I do like it more than the original show. What I liked about DS9 was I really liked Dax, Jadzia Dax. Uh-huh. Like, her character to me was, like, so cool. I don't know. It's also just, like, a different type of Star Trek, because it takes place on a star base,
yeah,
above a planet, and like what's happening specifically just with this one planet.
Mm-hmm.
The Dominion War and all that stuff is just it. That's what we're starting now, is the Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Dominion is slowly filtering in. Yeah, I guess we could say we've been watching a lot of stuff. And then Chucky, I'm still behind on that.
I'll talk more about Chucky.
Good. All right. And I think that might be it. Maybe we've been watching... Oh! We've been watching the Spy Kids franchise.
Spy
Kids. Yes. So we watched 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And we have that projector that we put up in the bedroom. So we've been watching movies on the projector. Super fun.
Uh-huh.
I forgot how... Funny 2 was. I'm really excited to watch 3. And we've also been watching the Shrek series.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely fabulous. Oh my gosh, we've been watching so much. And Pokemon. We started watching the Diamond and Pearl series. That's what we do. When we play a Pokemon game, we
watch Pokemon.
The corresponding Pokemon show. Mm-hmm. So since we're playing Diamond and Pearl, we're watching Diamond and Pearl right now. That's been tons of fun. I don't know why... Watching Pokemon and playing Pokemon is so much fun to me, but I could literally just sit and do that all day. Anyway, I've talked enough. Shane, what have you been watching?
Oh my gosh, so I am watching so much, and yet I still have so much I haven't started. I have not started I Know What You Did Last Summer, the series. I have not started the second season of Tiger King. I got a new season drop of Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. I have not started that yet, though that only recently dropped a couple days or maybe a week ago, so that's fairly very fresh. But I have been watching my CW shows. We got Flashback recently, and he was doing a 5-part series called Armageddon that involves some guest stars and mini crossovers from other shows. So we've had, like, Ray from Arrow / Legends of Tomorrow, who is the Atom. We get Black Lightning tonight. And we had Alex from Supergirl, which also ended, by the way.
Oh, did I tell you? What's the Superman show?
Superman and Lois. Lois is Superman. Yeah.
Season 2, Amy Jo Johnson. Kimberly is directing an episode. Did I tell you that already?
You did. Yeah, you sent me the link, and I'm pretty sure I think it's the first episode when they come back. So I am really excited for that because, one, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the Superman franchise, and I watched the first season. And it was okay. I mean, I guess it was good at times, but it lagged a lot for me. And I felt like I was watching it because I had just started it, and it's also Superman. But I will be very excited about the episode that she has directed because now she's more of a director, and that's what she does. And I've seen a few things that she's directed, and so I know it'll be, like, really, really good. And now that, like, she's done something for CW, I want her to do more for CW, and then I want them to gradually get her back on screen on CW.
We watched the quote-unquote Thanksgiving Power Rangers episode, and I literally...
That's not.
The bad guy is a turkey.
But they get trapped in a book, right?
So it's simultaneously happening. They get trapped in a holiday book. It's not Christmas. But it is an elf dressed as Santa delivering presents to orphans.
Yeah.
I will say that. But the whole monster is taken because Skull finds a book on how to make Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. And then the monster is created from that. And it's, so it's a turkey. So, I mean, I guess technically it's a Thanksgiving
kind
episode.
Of.
It's not the Christmas special, I'll say that.
Well, no.
I've literally had, I think, 3 dreams since we've watched that where she's just in it. She's just a person in my dream. Nothing special, nothing like, oh my god, it's Kimberly.
You're just hanging out.
She's just like, oh my god, I'm really freaking out, guys. Like Kim would say, you know.
Yes.
And I brush my hair behind my ears when I say
I think CW needs to give, like, the Power Rangers, which I know they've got stuff coming, which we could talk about too soon, but I wish they would do a show called Angel Grove and give it, like, the Riverdale feel like they did with Riverdale and how they brought those characters from life to the comic to the screen and made it really dramatic and teeny boppery and singy. I kind of would want them to do that with Power Rangers and somehow have Kimberly involved. Kind of. The Riverdale, which I'm going to talk about in a minute too. But it would just be really fun, I think, because I just want Amy Jo Johnson on screen more. I miss her. I need her in my life.
Very nice.
Everybody misses her.
Yes.
And needs her in her life.
I also have been watching Riverdale, and they are doing a 5-part little mini-series within this new season called Rivervale. And in Rivervale, Cheryl is a straight-up witch. This is how we get Sabrina in episode 4, which has not happened yet. They're killing off main characters left and right, and honestly, like, I am going to spoil something in it. They kill off Archie, which has needed to happen for so long. The show is so much better without him, and I know everything's going to go back to normal after episode 5 somehow. And I'm going to be very sad. Like, killing off Archie was the best thing they could have done.
I just want them to do a CW show of the Bazooka Joe comics.
Oh my gosh.
Or Powerpuff Girls. With his
eye patch and everything.
They could do the Powerpuff Girls as a CW show. I wonder if they've thought of that yet.
They could have.
I am also, let's see, I had Supermarket Sweep back for a while. I don't know if that has finished its season, and I love that show so much. My roommate and I watch it. We laugh a lot at it. We want to desperately be on it. We already have what we would do, because now you can design your sweaters a little bit, so they're not the big bulky sweaters from the 90s. And sometimes contestants do really well on them. Other times they fail, but we have the perfect one, and I can't say it, because someone will steal it if I do, but I'll tell you guys off air.
Yeah, okay, tell me off.
Isn't Corey pretty amazing at Supermarket Sweep? He says you should go for the cheese wheels, right?
Okay, so... literally
caviar and cheese wheels.
If there was two game shows in the world to be on, Supermarket Sweep and Legends of Hidden Temple, which I put in my application for and I never got anywhere back about.
I kind of am not the biggest fan of the new Legends of the Hidden
Temple. I haven't watched the new stuff, so I'm glad that you're not a fan of it, because I feel better about not watching it.
But they made it an hour long, by the way.
Supermarket Sweep, if you go on that show, do not take me. Take Corey.
Sam and I are going to do it. Your life
has been building up to being on that show. Like, for real. Like, he is a master shopper. When we were really broke in college, and not even in college, out of college too, he literally could take $50 and feed us for 2 weeks.
Nice.
So, like, he knows the supermarket back of his head.
Yes. My roommate and I are, like, we have to play along with the games, and we're kind of good at most of them. And we already have it set out. She'll run the big sweep. I'll do the mini sweep in the beginning because I'm not strong, so I couldn't handle those big buggies after you throw all the meat and cheese in them. And I love the new one. The host is hilarious. Leslie, whose last name I can't remember.
Leslie Jordan.
Jordan, yes, Leslie Jordan.
Jordan's actually the host of Supermarket Sweep?
It's so funny. Like, it's a game show. It's competitive, but it's so, so funny.
Well, hey, why'd you do it?
So I've been watching a lot of that. I've got Nancy Drew back, which I'm still enjoying on the CW. I've fallen a little bit behind on it, but I'm working on catching up to it. And finally, the two best shows that I am watching, as I mentioned before, Chucky. I think everyone should watch that show. The first season's 8 episodes. It's so, so good. I cannot brag enough about that show and how pleasantly surprised I am about how Sci-Fi and USA Network have done with it.
I will also chime in with that exact same sentiment. I've watched the first two episodes, and yes, I'm not as far as you, but I watched it because I was like, okay, it's a Chucky show. I'm a horror fan. I will watch it. It's going to be shit. It's not going to be good. It's going to be really stupid. I'm going into it knowing that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so... I don't understand how a TV show about a horror series about a doll inhabited by a serial killer is this good.
Yes.
Also, I really liked the actors that they picked for it, like Andromeda. The chick who played Andromeda is the aunt.
Yes, she is.
Devin Sawa. Casper.
JoJo Siwa.
Is that who he was?
The uncle. That's the uncle that he goes and moves in with in the giant house. Yeah.
Well, the uncle, that's the same actor that played his dad, which I didn't realize until I watched because I always watch the little, like, after discussions. Same? Yeah, it's the same actor.
Did they put something on him?
I don't know, but I was really surprised when
he
I said that.
Completely different. Mm-hmm. Oh.
But yeah, it's such a good show, and it has the original stars from the Chucky movie series. Brad, and I'm probably pronouncing his last name wrong, but is it Dorif? Something like that. Dorf. Chucky, like, Chucky's real voice. Not, and I'm sorry, like, I have to go against Mark Hamill this time, but Brad Dorf is Chucky, and he will always be Chucky.
He, every time we watch Voyager, when we get to the episodes with him, I always am like, that's Chucky. Of course the guy who plays Chucky is a psychopathic killer on Voyager.
And also they have, what's her name, Tiffany? I know, I can't remember.
Jennifer Tilly,
yes, because Tiffany, you know, in the Chucky movie series became Jennifer Tilly, and she's on it, and I remember leading up to the show, because right as they announced the show, they also announced the reboot of Chucky with Mark Hamill,
and Chucky was still a doll, but there was an app, and the app made him go bad. It was really kind of stupid.
There was, like, a programmer who purposefully programmed it wrong because he was going to commit suicide.
Yes, and I remember Jennifer Tilly just being so against it, and she was like, it's not my Chucky. And it was Mark Hamill, and I really wanted to trust it, but I knew I already didn't like the premise, and now I am fully on her side.
I will say Aubrey Plaza was fantastic in it. Some of the deaths were fun. The tool shop basement with the table saw and stuff really got to me because I was working at a wood shop at that time. I wasn't a fan of the ending. I agree with you. That's not my Chucky.
Exactly. No, I am firmly on Jennifer Tilly's side at this one. And like I said, she's in it. They have another actor from The Cult of Chucky who played Nika. I don't know the actress's name, but that character's on the show. We have our original Andy back. We have original Kyle. We have these new characters. It's just so, so good. And I love it. And I don't want it to end, but it ends very soon. But we get season two next year.
They did confirm today, November 30th. I saw this morning that season two was confirmed. Ugh,
I cannot wait.
Season one isn't even done, and he's already can't wait for season two.
I just need more Chucky in my life. And finally, the other show I've been really impressed and kind of glued to in watching is my beloved soap opera Days of Our Lives. Because Marlena is still possessed by the devil. And now people are kind of knowing it, but they're knowing it because the devil has been capturing people, throwing them in crypts, making them try to kill each other. She's going after someone's baby so it can be the Antichrist.
Is it Rosemary's baby?
They're kind of hinting that maybe something like that's going to happen. And she is tossing people around the room, threatening the elderly. She's going on the run with other people. She's shapeshifting into other people, into other animals. She's shapeshifting other people into animals. It's so crazy. It's so fantastic. She has not been the Panther yet.
They don't turn her into a Black Panther.
But she's been Eileen Davidson, which is really weird because Eileen Davidson's character on the show is being played by another actress. But then they brought in Eileen to be the devil's version when she shapeshifts into that character as well.
Like the original actress? Mm-hmm. That's fun.
That's
got to be a lot of fun.
It's so fun. And they released their winter preview, and so many more things happen. Someone gets a random doppelganger. Yeah, doppelganger.
No, I like doppelganger better.
Shut up.
That's what it is called from now on. Doppelganger.
You know, and they are going to try to have another... What's the word? Crap, not resurrection. Exorcism. That's what I'm trying to think of. They're going to try to do another exorcism on her. It's so fantastic and so wild and crazy. And that's why I love soap opera so much, is when they go off the rails like this. Like I'm glued. Like I said, I'm glued. I find time to watch certain episodes if I miss them because of work. Over the holiday, I was watching it. I'm reading about them every day, reading recaps. And yes, that's been what I'm watching.
Just a little bit. Just like me.
Just a little bit.
Well, have you guys done anything else besides video games and television over the pandemic?
No, that's about it. I think I talked about everything else I did at the beginning.
I still have writing stuff going on. I did a bunch of submissions before I changed over my job. And a lot of the submissions kind of took a couple weeks to hear back from. And now I finally heard back from some of them. And most of the time when you do submissions, anyone who is an author or anyone who's ever probably submitted anything knows you get like a general, thanks for submitting, but it's not for me, kind of reply, which is great because I know they get tons and tons of submissions. But I finally got a really good rejection that I'm super excited about because it's so helpful and they actually told me why. And like I said, it was just really good. So I know it was a rejection, but there were many positives in there too. And they liked the story. They really enjoyed my query letter, which is the letter you have to write to sell your book. So they'll want to read however many chapters they asked for. And I was really, really happy that I got some really good impressive notes on that. And I was like, wow, I can really write that letter that I stressed over and make it sound good. Now I've just got to tweak a few things to also make my book fit along those lines.
At least you're getting some kind of feedback. Was it only one?
It was only one that gave me the really good feedback, but it was kind of what I needed. So I haven't submitted any... I haven't done any more submissions since I started my new job. One, because of time.
Well, yeah.
Which has been, you know, becoming an issue that I have to manage and get back to the way I normally was, adjusting. And two, like, it made me think that I might need to do a little more work because I didn't have beta readers on this. Like, I had a few, but a lot of times, like, the feedback is always like, yeah, it was great, I loved it. And that's good if you did, but I need to know, like, why. What didn't work? What worked? What was confusing? What, you know, what were your favorite parts? What were your least favorite parts and why?
Yeah, agents.
You ever... You should ask Corey to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good about stuff.
Yes.
Like that.
And now I'm also kind of getting, so I'm getting back the writer's itch because I haven't written in a long time. I don't do NaNoWriMo on odd years. Yes, it's 2021. So I don't do it on odd years. So I didn't do it this November. But I will do the Camp NaNoWriMo again in April. And I will do the official NaNoWriMo in November because hopefully by that time I will have my life adjusted to this big change that I made. But I am getting the itch to write something again, even if it's just for fun and for me, because I do have something I work on that is just for me that I don't plan on publishing, and I can go and write a page or two and not look at it again for 6 or 8 months and be happy with it. But I've also started kind of getting the itch, like maybe I should submit my Willow Hollow series that I talk so much about, because yes, I have planned 15 books, maybe slightly more, at least short stories added to that. But I already have 8 of them written. And that would be a selling point, is I've had this many written, this many planned, and there's also like a whole different realm for submitting series. Some publishers really like that because when you publish the next book, sales for the first book go up even more so because everyone wants to be caught up for the next book.
Yep, that makes sense. Mm.
So all the logistics of that. So I haven't forgotten my writing stuff, and yes, I haven't been writing a lot lately, but I'm getting that itch to start all of that again because I want to, because that's what I love.
Well, now that it's the time change and it's darker at 4:30 now. And
yes, it's midnight at 4:30. Yeah.
That's awesome. I've been going to the gym a bit more. We've been swimming pretty regularly on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I didn't today because of my haircut, but it's been really, really nice getting back in the pool. And I think I've also, it's been a little bit of pressure to actually swim properly too, because the local swim team is also having practice in the times that we are able to make it to the gym. So there's literally 3 lanes of swim team doing swims, and then I'm over there doing my stuff. But the swim coach has been really nice. Mm-hmm. I've talked to her several times. She's actually been keeping a lane for us so we can swim. I got some goggles.
That's really cool.
I've got some goggles. I've been really trying to get back into, because I was a swimmer in high school and then went to school for swimming and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't realize how much I missed it until I put a pair of goggles on and did my first flip kick. And I was like, So I also talked to her about an adult league, and she said that it's something that she's considering. And I was like, well, I know one other person that I can sucker into doing it with me.
I do adult swimming if it fit with my track schedule.
See? I can't swim.
See? Like I said, I've got one other sucker that I know I could get to do with me.
If I could swim, I would want to, because I watched the swimming anime.
Swim lessons, right?
You've told me, and we needed to get something together.
I would be happy to teach you how to swim. Actually, it would be an honor to teach you how to swim. But other than that, I can't think of anything else. Thomas, have you done anything else?
I did think of one thing, and I've been working a lot on. I bought a synthesizer a while back, and I've been playing around on it. And it's been nice because I've always been a guitar player, and I feel bad. I'm like super self-conscious about like playing guitar and bothering people. Not that it sounds bad, but like I've always, especially like, no, you can't play guitar quietly.
No.
No way to do it. So I feel like I haven't been playing much music that much because I haven't wanted to bother people. And so I got a synth, which I can play like all through my headphones. And so I've been like hyper-focused on that, doing it for like 2 hours straight at a time, which it's just super fun. And hopefully can make us some fun music for the podcast.
Yay.
But that's basically been my week.
Yay.
It's been super nice catching up with y'all.
It's been our November recap.
Don't forget us. We still exist.
We still exist, and so does Jordy Marie Games.
Jordy Marie Games. You can find her on Twitch. She's been back in the game, back in the saddle, doing that Animal Crossing, just like Shane. I think our buddy Gabriel still doing movie reviews.
Yes.
Movies with Gabriel, right? We also know other publicist artists named Mason Blevins with his book, 34 degrees. Yes, see, I'm good. I'm on it. Hold on, there's more. Hold on. I know these. Bulbasaurion, thank you for that amazing graphic of our logo that you made for us.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we forgetting? We do these all the time.
Jimmy.
Oh, my buddy. Jim, our buddy.
Yes.
We all know him. Jimmy at Willow Mountain Woodwork. He had that accident where he unfortunately lost a finger. But he is back in the game. He's got 2 employees in his wood shop. He is cranking it out. If you guys need any kind of beautiful custom furniture from one fingerless person, I know a guy, Jimmy, Willow Mountain Woodwork. Hit him up. Tell him Total Nerdlist sent you. Tell him that we said you can have 2% off.
And finally, don't forget to follow us online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Total Nerdlist. We're also on Ko-fi if you want to throw a few bucks on our way, help improve our podcast a little bit. And is that all of them? I feel like I'm forgetting one. I was going to say one more, and I can't remember.
We left off Shane's OnlyFans. Shane's OnlyFans.
That's a secret, guys.
Shane_the_author. I hope that's not an actual OnlyFans link. Cause...
Well, if so, we just sent some people to it. Just they're going to be highly disappointed that it's not Shane. Me.
Tell them Total Nerdlist sent you, and you get 2% off. All right, guys.
Was fun.
We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.